Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
536, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I know it's been a very different day today. We're not using our regular music, and the opens at the top and the bottom are very different. That is the Mourner's Kaddish, and those of us who are Jewish have had to recite this through the years. You recite it for someone who has died. Today we're observing the deaths of 1,200-plus innocent people, slaughters in Israel, October the 7th. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, some of these other folks seem to be blissfully unaware. I mean, I'm just taken aback today, and I'm trying to remain as positive as possible, and I'm looking at what the IDF is able to do as they're trying to bring peace to a region that, peace has always been quested after by the people of Israel, right? The Jewish people have asked for nothing else. The Israeli people have asked for nothing else except to live in peace with their neighbors, and it hasn't happened. Captain Elkanah Cohen, Kuno, author of a book called October the 7th, The War Against Hamas Through the Eyes of an Israeli Commando Officer, is with us. Captain, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's a privilege to participate in your program.
Well, the honor is ours. Kuno, tell me, for folks who are paying attention today, because it's a year since these brutal attacks on our calendar, October the 7th, I mean, tell me what you were doing and how you were with the IDF prosecuting this war.
Yeah, thank you for asking. On October 7th, it was a holiday for me, for all the Jewish people, and I'm on reserve. I'm not on active duty. And during that time, I was in my in-laws. I slept. And in 5:30 in the morning, my wife wake me up. She were terrified. It was hour before everything actually started. And she told me that she had a nightmare. And in her nightmare, hundreds of terrorists were chasing us. And I couldn't use my gun in order to defend herself. I hugged her. I told her, Shiran, don't worry. Everything will be fine. But then an hour later, I was waking up by the siren and the Iron Dome system that was activated because of the missile that was shotted out from Gaza.
Tell me what you've seen, because, you know, we in the United States, Kuno, have seen, we've seen certain images, but we haven't seen all the images. These Hamas terrorists had GoPro cameras. They wanted very much to film the horrible things they were doing, right?
Yeah, they was proud. They was proud on their action, and they were bragging on that, and they did Facebook Live, YouTube Live for everything you've done. And it's so weird to me to hear that still right now while we're talking, there are people that supporting them after what they did. And some of them, I said that this didn't even happen. You know, it's so weird, because if you go to Hamas website, you'll see that. So I don't understand how people can protest for them and protest against the IDF and the state of Israel while we're doing as much as we have to do in order to bring back our brother and sister, that while we're talking, there are still 101 hostages in captivity for over a year. It's not believable that I'm saying that number. 100 people for over a year that's still in captivity by the hand of Hamas.
I want to remind everybody that Captain Elkanah Cohen is joining us. Kuno is the, I guess, the flight name, right? As a pilot.
Yes, it is. This is how my friends call me. And you're more than welcome to call me. This is how most of my friends call me.
Oh, well, thank you. Tada rabah. Kuno is what I will call you. I want you to know, and it's painful for me to share this, but we have today in the United States on college campuses, this day, we have people marching around. They're wearing keffiyehs. They're talking about the, quote, final solution. I mean, this is vicious, vicious Jew hatred. It is absolutely unadulterated, and some of them are trying to put forward this idea. Hamas didn't do anything. These are peaceful people. Hezbollah hasn't done anything. It's the Israelis that are, we're colonialists and what have you. And I'm thinking all we did was go back to the land where our people have lived for thousands of years.
Yeah, you're right. I want to let your listeners to know I'm newlywed and expecting a father. The last thing that I want to do is to participate in war. That day, and I understood that I had no other opportunity because they decide to slaughter 1,200 people and kidnap 253 people. We have no other option. We have to fight for our freedom and to make sure that we are able to live in our country. People asking for peace, well, believe me, I asking for peace more than they wanted. I want to be able to live a boring life with my future baby, to be able to run my business, because that day I shut down my business and did everything in my part to make sure that I'm fighting and do the best as I can to my country. Yeah. But I can do peace with someone who wants to kill me and show over and over and over again his attention to wipe out the state of Israel. And not just the state of Israel. I fought side by side with Muslim and Christian.
Yep.
And Hamas want to kill not only Jews and not only Israel. They want to eliminate everything regards the West, the Western values. And Israel is just step on their way. Yeah. And right now, this is not only the war of Israel against Hamas. This is the war of every normal human being who support life instead of death.
That's right.
Who wants to live normally and peacefully.
I want everybody to know now, I'm going to tell you, Kuno, we're going to put it up on all of our social media, but you have a brand new book that's out today. It's called October the 7th, The War Against Hamas Through the Eyes of an Israeli Commando.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Officer Kuno, you talk about this fight. You talk about how your desire is simply to lead a boring life. God bless you. I want you to live a boring life. I want you to go and love on your family. Are we any closer today than we were last year when you were pressed into service?
I think we will be closer when we're going to have our brother and sister back, but in terms of the world, yeah. I think we are getting closer by showing the world what are we up against. Some of the people still protest, not some, lots of people protest against the IDF.
Yeah.
But to be honest, the world is a better place without those terrorists. And as long as we are fighting them and we're not allowing them to pursue with their hatred to kill as many people as they can, and soon I'll share a story that demonstrates better than anything. But as long as we do that, the world is a better place. But let me share one story. One of the time, we got an intel of a school that was full with terror infrastructure. We knew that we had to conquer that school, but we also knew that that school was full with civilians. So as we always do, we start calling them all out, but no one left the area. So we used a drone in order to scan the school from above to understand why they're not leaving. And then we saw that there is Hamas guards inside that school that did not let those civilians to leave the area. More than that, one of the kids there, I think it was 5 years old kid, tried to run away, and one of the Hamas guards shot him in his head and killed him in front of his mom because he knew as long as the civilians inside, we won't conquer that school. So at that point, we understood that we had to kill those guards in order to let those civilians to leave the area. Yeah. And one of the Hamas guards went on the rooftop, and he was holding nothing less than a baby.
Yeah.
He was holding a baby while he knew exactly where we were. And he was waited for us to take the shot. Behind them was a guy that was holding a camera and just waited to film that moment. But we didn't do that shot. And we didn't do that shot not because we were afraid from that camera guy or anyone else. We didn't do that shot because unlike those savages that brutally murdered, raped, and killed innocent people on October 7th, and right now while we're talking, trying to kill as many people as they can and holding 101 hostages, we didn't put babies in between our fight, and we didn't take that shot. And later on, he went on the rooftop again. He was surrounded by a group of women. One of them banged a little bit, and it was enough for a sniper to take that shot and to eliminate that threat. And I'm sharing that because I want people to understand what are we dealing with. This is the people that we are dealing with. People that don't care. Not people, I call them people. Savages, yeah, that don't care about their own population. They don't care about their own civilians. They're using them as human shields. And this is not just a story. This is something that we saw with our own eyes. And I want people to understand that.
Kuno, I want to get you back. I want to talk more about this. I want people to get the book. All I can tell you today is thank you for what you're doing. God bless you. Am Yisrael Chai. I look forward to chatting with you again. I want you to be able to live a very boring life moving forward.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I also want to say thank you for everyone who supports us. We feel that. So please keep doing that. It's mean a lot to us. And I also want to say that right now I'm on a speaking tour here in New York, in the U.S. And the reason why I'm doing that is because I want people to understand what we're dealing with. And if someone wants to talk with me, I'm more than available through my social account on Instagram.
Okay.
You can talk to me through my account. It is Elkana_Kuno, ELKANA_KUNO. And I hope to answer any question that you guys have.
Absolutely. We're going to get back in touch with you, get you when we've got some more time. Toda rabah, Haver. Be safe. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.